It's almost time. His shift is almost up. Any second now. Then I'll finally have him all for myself. Here he comes. Right on time. Hey! Hey, you! Can I talk to you for a moment? Yeah, I come by the cafe often. Every day I can. The drinks are super good and also affordable. The place has such a nice ambience. It's so good for studying. I usually bring some notebooks with me. So, what I wanted to say was... What the fuck were you doing with that girl today? Huh? No, don't scream. If you do, I'll have to just push this nice sharp knife into your stomach. You wouldn't want that, right? Good. Good boy. Just do as I say and you won't get hurt. Too hurt, I mean. Now answer me. What the fuck were you doing with that girl? Oh, nothing. I'm sure it was just nothing. You laughed at all her shitty jokes and comments. You even let her touch your arm. Don't fucking lie to me again. Why do I care? I care because I hate it when other people touch my property. That's right. You are my property. You belong to me. Don't you agree? Anyways, I'm really fucking pent up and frustrated today. Seeing that bitch laying her hands all over my property made me really, really angry. I can't wait until you drive us to your place. I need you now. You see that alleyway over there? Nice and dark and out of the way, isn't it? You're going to obediently walk over there with me and take off your pants. No? You don't get to say no. Hurts, doesn't it? Oh, that's what you get for being a disobedient little slut. Now go before I have to hurt you more. Oh yeah, nobody can see us here. Now, take your pants off. Ah, there's the delicious cock. The one I've always dreamed and daydreamed about. Oh, get hard for me, slut. Now. Don't make me remind you who's in charge. Don't ask such stupid questions like, why are you doing this? Obviously, I'm doing this because I love you. Even from the first time I saw you as I stumbled into the cafe on a weekend because I had nothing else to do. I didn't have many friends. You were so cute and cheerful. For the first time in months, hell, years even, I felt alive. Like I finally had something worth living for. You took over my life. Every waking moment was spent thinking about you. How you were, what you were doing, if you even knew I existed. I dreamed about you all the time as I slept. I couldn't focus anymore. I couldn't hold a coherent thought about anything without immediately thinking about you. Oh, I probably went completely insane. All I could think about was you. I started documenting everything about you. Your habits, hairstyles, behaviors, work style, accent, hair color, eye color, number of your freckles, more and more and more specific details. Oh, I wrote it all in a notebook. The one I bring everywhere. Oh god, on the days when the cafe was closed, I was so lost. I barely had the energy to get out of bed. I spent hours and hours just rereading what I had written in the notebook, recreating you from description. I could never bring myself to ask you out. I was too afraid. If you rejected me, I would have lost everything. I don't think I could have gone on living if I confessed and got rejected. Of course. Now I see. I see that I was mistaken. Instead of cowering in fear of your response, I should have just taken you for myself. Because clearly, you're just a little fucking slut willing to throw himself at any whore who shows him some attention. A slut like you needs someone to control them, to keep them in check. Make sure they don't make any mistakes that they would regret. Oh, but enough of this lynchy prattle. I have waited long enough for you. Get hard, now. Oh, fine. I'll get you hard myself. Oh, yeah. You like that? My soft hand stroking your cock, giving you what you want, up and down and up and down. Oh, good, yes, you're fully hard. Oh, you're so fucking hot. God knows how many other women you've seduced with your whore body. Luckily for you, I will protect you from all of those other disgusting sluts. I will keep you safe. Now sit down underground. Use your jacket as a blanket if you want. I'm going to ride you. Here, let me guide you towards my entrance. Oh no, we aren't doing any foreplay. I cannot wait any longer for your cock. I need it. I need to be complete. Oh yeah. Look at how dripping wet I am. I'm probably gonna have to get new panties. This is the effect you have on me. Oh, finally, you're inside of me. All right, where you belong. I'm going to fuck you so hard, you won't even be able to think. What? Am I being too rough? I don't fucking care. Just sit there and take it, you little whore. Oh, does the cut I gave you sting? I see you're still bleeding. Let me just... lap up all of this delicious blood. Yeah. Every single part of you tastes absolutely divine. That's why I need to protect you. To make you mine, so I can keep you safe from the world. That's why I need to mark you. To let everybody else know that you belong to me. To stake out my territory. I know you like this too. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know you're getting close. I can feel your cock twitching inside me. Oh, before you even ask, no. I am not going to pull out. I'm not going to let you get away. Oh, stop struggling. I said, stop struggling. Did I fuck you so hard that you forgot I had this knife? Struggle against me just one more time. Just one more time. Struggle. See what fucking happens. Good. Yeah, good boy, good boy. Yes, I like it when my good boy is obedient. Now, I'm going to ride you again. You're going to come inside of me. That way I'll know for sure that you'll never, ever think about leaving me. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, that was so good, baby. Oh, but you didn't think I was going to be satisfied after only one round, did you? Oh, come on. Oh, my adorable little slut. I know you're too sensitive. Oh, I know it hurts. But you're loving Ona once more. So she will get more, whether you want it or not. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, so you came so much, baby. Now I'm sure you have given me your child. Oh, don't look so sad. I know you feel like you aren't ready to be a father yet, but you made me do this. If only you had just kept yourself in control, I wouldn't have had to do something so drastic. You brought us upon yourself. Oh, but don't worry, we're going to be so happy together. We are perfect. I just know it. Oh, now let's get going. I'm still going to keep my knife on hand, just to make sure you don't do anything stupid while we're driving me to your home. Yeah, that's right. I'm coming over. Then we can fuck all throughout the night and the day. It's a weekend tomorrow anyways. Before we go, I just want to hear you say I love you to me. Say it. Baby, I love you too. I love you so, so much. We'll be together forever. We'll be together forever.